Good morning, Living Water Christian Center. This is First Lady Early Julian, and welcome to our daily devotion. Today is day 9 of our corporate fast. Today's devotional scripture is Matthew, the 17th chapter, verses 14 through 16. And when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Amen. The title of our devotion today is Humble Yourself. What a great example of humility. This man approached Jesus and knelt before him in the midst of a crowd. As the father approached Jesus, he believed that Jesus would bring his son relief. But even in his belief, his approach was humble and submitted to what Christ would choose to do. Looking further into the story, we find the father was also persistent and resisted taking offense. Though the disciples were not able to help him, he set aside his temporary disappointment in their failure and continued to seek after Jesus, the solution to his circumstance, the source of relief through his trial. Being humble before God is realizing our need of Him, submitting to His will, pursuing Him, and being confident the outcome will occur in God's perfect timing. Be encouraged that approaching God with a heart of humility will always position you to find relief in Jesus. Don't be ashamed to humble yourself before God, even in the midst of others looking on. Offenses and disappointment may come, but continue in your pursuit of Jesus. You may not get relief right away, but know that God is never late and His solution is always perfect. Prayer is a posture of humility. Humble yourself before the Lord each day and bring your cares to Him. You may want to consider how you present your body to the Lord in prayer. Getting down on our hands and knees or stretching out on our faces on the floor puts us in positions of humility that can help us focus. He wants to meet you where you are and answer your every need. Ask yourself, is there discouragement in your heart today? Write it down and release it to our perfect God. Let us pray. Lord, I bow before you, realizing you're sovereign, you're almighty, you're all-powerful. I thank you, God, that in your greatness, you still love and care for us. Your ways and thoughts are so much higher than ours, and we acknowledge our need for you. May we have a meek and humble spirit like Jesus. Remove pride from our lives, for we confess we are nothing without you. We submit our lives to you once again. We pray you remove disappointment and discourage from us as we trust in you and your perfect will. Help us to be humble and gentle to those around us. Thank you, God, for working in our hearts. Father, we love you, and we pray that you will bless Living Water Christian Center and all those who are listening today with great blessings, with your supernatural favor, and most importantly, with a close, personal relationship with you. It's in the mighty name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Friends, remember, we're committing to give up certain foods and other distractions during this fast, but we must also remember to fill up on God's word and pray mightily. Our suggested meditation scriptures for today include Matthew 17th chapter, verses 14 through 16, Isaiah 66:2, Colossians the 3rd chapter, verses 12 through 14, James the 4th chapter, verses 6 through 10. God bless you, and we can't wait to hear how God is blessing you and your family during this special personal time of giving up yourself and filling up with Him. Write us a message on Facebook. Leave us a voicemail message at 309-524-4899 or email us at livingwaterccqc@gmail.com. We want to hear how God is blessing you during this fast. Thank you, and tune in tomorrow for another devotion.